Hey y'all, my name is Ruby Cube and welcome to my new podcast show called Projects in Your Pajamas. Yeah, I'm broadcasting this podcast right from my trailer home. I'm going to tell y'all how to fix up your homes and make them the pride of the trailer park. I call this Projects in Your Pajamas because that's how I work. I do all my best home improvement projects in my jammies. They are comfy and I don't care if I get them dirty. Now, I wouldn't want to do these things in my jeans and t-shirts. What if I got a hole in them? Nope, that's why I work on my PJs. I don't care if they get a hole in them or paint on them. Save your nice clothes for when you go to town for some Goodwill shopping. Now, I'm a modern kind of trailer lady. I have a family, and we live on a budget. And I am also eco-conscious. You will find that all my tips and tricks are cost-efficient and eco-green. Now, the first thing we're going to talk about is getting ready for a party. Nothing funner than having barbecue with the neighbors. My husband, Bubba, and our son, Bubba Jr., have gone out hunting for our food that we will be serving at the barbecue. They will be back in a day or so. And they've taken the dogs, which is perfect because it ain't easy to fix up a house for a party when you got a couple of hounds underfoot. Now, if your kitchen floor is anything like mine, the linoleum is getting old and full of holes, and it's just not looking so great anymore. Today, we're going to redo the kitchen floor, and it ain't hardly going to cost us anything. Now, I've spent the last 6 months collecting bottle caps. Whenever I'm out at the trailer park, I keep an eye on the ground for bottle caps. And the best time to collect the bottle caps is right after a football game or a tailgating party. I've collected me a couple of trash bags filled with the bottle caps. What we're going to do is nail the bottle caps right to the floor. I've got my daughter, Billie Jean, and her two friends, Jesse and Sally Ann, here, and they're going to help me with this. Now, bottle caps can come in all different colors. You can arrange them like mosaic tiles, like they do in them fancy Italian houses. Or you can make pictures of your dogs or your favorite football team helmet. Or, if you want, you can just lay them out willy-nilly, whatever you like. So you're going to take them bottle caps and nail them to the floor. I'm going to do that. Make sure your nails are long enough or else the bottle caps won't stay in place. Once you've got your kitchen floor covered in bottle caps, take some of your favorite cereal or crackers and smash them up into tiny crumbs. I like them Fruit Loops because they are colorful. You're going to dump this on the floor using a broom. Sweep the crumbs right into the cracks between the bottle caps. This is your grout. Once you got the crumbs in place, you're just going to grab your can of Aquanet hairspray and spray that floor good. It will seal in those crumbs and it will make your new floor nice and shiny. Now you've got a brand spanking new kitchen floor and it only cost you the price of the nails. And what's better is you've just helped save the environment. Everyone's going green these days. Well, you just did too. You recycled hundreds of bottle caps. You can feel good about doing your part to save the whales. All right, now I'm going to let Billie Jean and her friends work on that floor for a bit. So you got your nice new kitchen floor. Well, what about your living room floor? Now, in our family, we got two hounds, two kids, and a husband. My living room floor isn't looking quite so new anymore like it did 35 years ago. The shag carpet has got several holes in it. Now, I'm going to tell you how to fix those holes. Your guests need never trip on your floor again. You can go to Goodwill and find yourself some socks that are about the same color as your floor. Once you got your matching socks, take some scissors and shred those socks into bits about the same size as your shag. Then, using a hot glue gun, squirt that hole with plenty of glue and add the shredded socks to the hole. Once the glue dries, use a comb and brush up those sock bits to fluff them up there to look just like the shag. The holes will be gone, and once again, you can feel good about recycling. The cost of fixing your carpet is the price of a couple of used Goodwill socks and hot glue. Now, the last thing I'm going to talk about today is being budget friendly. Like I said earlier, I've got a family. I know what it's like to live on a budget. Good trailer living doesn't come for free. My mama taught me this secret, and I'm going to share it with you. Goodwill is your friend. If you ain't got a Goodwill, go to a Salvation Army or some other secondhand store. They'll do just fine. These places have good quality items at the best prices. Just about everything you could ever need or want for fixing up your house can be found at Goodwill. Over the next few weeks, you're going to see just how right I am. So, that's it for today, folks. Next time, we're going to fix up the house for the party. We'll talk about decorating the kitchen table. I'm Ruby Cube, and this is Projects in Your Pajamas. See you next time!